Kevin, good morning, sir. How you been?
Good. How are you doing? It was great to hear from my buddy Bob earlier this morning. Bob's always brings wisdom to the show. It's great to hear him.
Aliquippa Bob, that is correct. What is the latest on Avery Johnson?
Well, the latest on Avery Johnson, and this is the talk in the Alabama community right now, he and Greg Byrne are negotiating a buyout. There's zero chance that Avery Johnson will return next year as the head basketball coach at the University of Alabama. So they're just working on the financial terms of ending that that marriage. And it's kind of a game of chicken, if you will, because and I think it's April 15th, but there's a date in April where the what Alabama would owe him drops by a couple of $1 million. So their attorneys are just working out those fine details. Avery Johnson will be on the bench tonight when Alabama, for the fourth time in 5 years, plays in the NIT tournament, which is ho-hum. Here we go again. Alabama's 16th appearance in that tournament. And it's extremely disappointing for Alabama fans that we find ourselves in this situation once again. But that's what happens when you lose 7 of your final 10 games. You get to go play in the tournament. And then the NIT, once again, they're going to have all these crazy rules. I mean, let's be honest. It's a tournament that means nothing, so it's not unusual. Why wouldn't they become lab rats? I mean, they're going to extend the three-point line, and the lane's going to be widened, and they're going to do some funky things with the shot clock resetting to 20 seconds. But, I mean, hey, if you want to play real basketball, play in the real tournament, and you get to play the game the way it's supposed to. So, as you can tell, I'm really aggravated, Bill, at, well, you know, that we're in this position with Alabama basketball. And it's painful for me because I'm a huge Avery Johnson fan as a person. He played on the San Antonio Spurs and the Seattle Supersonics, which were two of my favorite two NBA teams. I've always been a huge fan of him, and it really breaks my heart that this didn't work out. I thought Avery would be a great coach at Alabama. I wanted it to work out, but the reality, Bill, is that's just simply not the case. So we're, you know, in the coaching search. So the next question everybody's asking, Steve Prohm, who graduated from the University of Alabama. He did not play for the University of Alabama, but he was a student manager, graduated from Alabama. I think he is going to be the first target. He, of course, is the coach at Iowa State. Iowa State just beat the Kansas Jayhawks to win the Big 12 tournament. He makes $2 million a year in Ames, and if you've ever been to Ames, it wouldn't be hard to lure somebody away from Ames, in my opinion. Avery makes $2.9 million. Avery was the second highest paid coach in the SEC, so it's not like Alabama didn't make a financial commitment. I look for Steve Prohm to be the first target for Alabama. I would love for them to look at John Brannan, who the head coach at Northern Kentucky University, who was a one-time assistant and the interim coach at Alabama at the end of the 2015 season. And then another name that I hear lurking out there is John Pelfrey. And I'll just be real honest with you, Bill. In my opinion, John Pelfrey would be a roadkill hire for Alabama basketball.
Yeah, Pelfrey has been given lots of opportunities and has not proven to be a good head coach. Not consistently. That would not be a good idea.
No. And I really, that will be a very underwhelming hire. And it will also, in my opinion, Greg Byrne has been in a honeymoon period with Alabama fans. If he were to make the John Pelfrey hire for Alabama basketball, I think his credibility with Alabama fans would take a major hit. And let's be honest, when he was introduced as the athletic director, you know, it was all with the assumption that he would be the man that would eventually, you know, be the person to hire Coach Saban's eventual replacement. And I can tell you this, if he hires John Pelfrey as basketball coach, that isn't going to make Alabama fans feel very good. And now, in his defense, he just made a phenomenal hire for the baseball program. And Brad Bohannon, you can see major improvement in year two of the Alabama baseball program. They're sitting at 18-4. So I'm going to go with, we're going to have another Brad Bohannon hire. And I have faith in Greg Byrne that he gets it right and he doesn't make a selection like a John Pelfrey hire. This is an extremely important hire. But it's not just about the head coach. You can't put all this on Avery Johnson. As I said last week, Alabama talks about they have this Crimson Standard program right now where they want to do major facility upgrades throughout the program. And one of them is gutting Coleman Coliseum, you know, just having the shell there and totally redoing the arena. That program needs to be expedited. Alabama needs to make an overall complete commitment to the basketball program, or just tell us Alabama fans that mediocrity is okay and, hey, I can spend my winters go watching New York Ranger hockey.
Yeah, no, very good point. Very good point. So Steve Prohm at Iowa State, who's everywhere he's been a winner and done really well.
He won at Murray State. He's done well at Iowa State. He had a rough season last year, 13-18, but for the third time in 4 years, he has the Cyclones back in the NCAA tournament. I mean, let's be honest. It wouldn't be a Dean Smith hire, but I Steve Prohm is, I think, their number one target, and I will go out on a limb and say I will kind of be surprised if Steve Prohm is not the next head basketball coach at Alabama.
I know he went to Alabama. Is he from the state?
No, he's actually from Georgia. He played college basketball at Oglethorpe University there in Atlanta, which is a Division III school. But then he quickly realized that he was not going to make it as a player, and he transferred to the University of Alabama as a student and was a student assistant coach and student manager for the Crimson Tide and is a graduate of the University of Alabama.
And he was there under Wimp, right?
That's correct. No, David Hobbs. So here's another
instance. Oh,
if Steve Prohm was to return as the head coach, one of his assistant coaches is James Kane. And for diehard Crimson Tide basketball fans, remember, he was Anthony Grant's video guy. And David Hobbs, who was the then Alabama head coach from 92 to 98, he is on the staff as a special assistant to head coach Steve Prohm. So one would assume if Steve Prohm returns to Tuscaloosa that he would bring David Hobbs back with him. And of course, David Hobbs was a longtime assistant coach for Wimp Sanderson at Alabama.
I haven't heard the name David Hobbs in forever. Wow. How about that? What is David? I didn't even know he was still around in basketball.
Yes, he's special assistant to Steve Prohm. Of course, after his tenure at Alabama, and there was a period where he was an assistant coach here in Lexington with the University of Kentucky. I've met him on several occasions. David Hobbs is one of the finest gentlemen you'll ever meet, and just a really, really super guy. So it would be kind of cool to see David Hobbs return to the sidelines in Tuscaloosa. So there's a Bama blast from the past this morning, Bill.
How about that? Okay. What is happening with the football team right now? What's the news?
Well, of course, they're going to have their third practice today. Coach Saban is scheduled to address the media after practice today, so I'm sure that he will be addressing issues like what the status is for Alabama inside linebacker Ali Kao. I continue to get a lot of questions about that, and I continue to hear that he is expected to return and probably before the end of spring practice. Of course, we've just had two practices, and they've just been out there in shorts and T-shirts, so it's hard to gauge a lot of interest there. What I'm really looking forward to, Bill, Alabama will practice today, they'll practice Friday, and they'll practice again Saturday. I'm really looking forward to next Saturday's scrimmage. You know, people listen to me talk about spring practice. To me, where the rubber hits the road are the two close scrimmages. The first one will be, as always, the Red Elephant Club, and the second one's always a part of the high school coaching clinic. So I'm really anxious, you know, pointing towards that scrimmage next Saturday to kind of see some movement in the depth chart or whatever. I think it's finally Saturday or Monday when they finally go full pads. And, you know, it's just really hard to gauge too much to get all the pads on, Bill.
Anything worthy of commenting on in recruiting?
Not really. Alabama's had a couple of people come in. Like I said, as they continue with the practices and the scrimmages, you will see a number of visitors coming to Tuscaloosa in the next couple of weeks. But the new coaching staff is just getting acclimated to their new territories and making new connections. I will say this, Alabama right now has 12 verbal commitments in the class of 2020. I will not be surprised to see a couple of those people fall by the wayside and be, quote, recruited over with prospects that the new coaching staff would rather have in their place.
Steven in Atlanta says, with recruiting class coming in, the kid from Mountain Brook, a five-star, there is a chance AJ stays. It's not a done deal. Do you know what he's talking about?
Trendon Watford from Mountain Brook High School. He's a five-star basketball player. He's a 6'9 small forward. Alabama's been linked to him. I know Duke has kind of flirted with him a little bit. LSU's heavily involved in his recruitment. He's a player that Alabama desperately, desperately needs to add to the basketball program. In my opinion, they have three players signed in the early period. But no, at this point, it would be a worst case scenario, in my opinion, in Alabama basketball for Avery Johnson to return for another season. And I, talking right. to the people that I'm talking to, and then I just do not see any way that happens, Bill.
Before I let you go, why has it not worked out with Avery Johnson? What's been the problem?
This is my guess, my opinion, from what I hear. I think it's just the transition of the difference between coaching in the NBA and coaching in college. You know, in the NBA, you play 82 games. So if you drop a game or two here or there, it's not necessarily the end of the world like it is in college. The thing that's disappointed me the most in the Avery Johnson era, he's done a great job with recruiting. He's done a great job of getting fan interest. But the player development has just been a major disappointment for me. Our players just, they don't seem to improve over the years. And the other frustrating thing is to continue to, I mean, the turnovers and the poor shooting, which, you know, I don't think the roster is quite as talented as some Alabama fans want to believe that it is. But I mean, it's been the player development, I think, is the number one thing. And I think Coach Johnson sometimes, you know, in the NBA, they're professionals, they're adults, and you're able to give them some leeway. Sometimes I think he might have been guilty of kind of giving the players more assumption that they're going to be able to, you know, take care of player development issues and other things on their own when in fact they're just 18, 19 year old, 20 year old kids, and they don't quite at that maturity level. So, but I, you know, it was an experiment that didn't work out, but I'll be real honest. When Alabama hired him, I thought it was a home run hire. And I thought Avery Johnson, with his personality and everything, I quite honestly, Bill, thought he was going to have a long, very, very successful tenure at Alabama basketball. And it absolutely breaks my heart that it's not going to work out. I really, really wanted it to. And I wish Avery Johnson the best. The rumor is he's already got something in mind, whether it's returning. I don't know if he's going back to ESPN, you know, working with the NBA broadcast, or whether he's going to work in the front office. I haven't heard links to a coaching job in the NBA, but I will say this, and no animosity, I still think the world of Avery Johnson as a person, and I hope he lands somewhere and is very, very successful in his next venture. It was a marriage that just didn't work out, unfortunately.
How about the picture of Bill Belichick in Alabama garb at Pro Day? How about that?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't wait to show that to my youngest son, Josh, who's a huge New England Patriot fan and Gator fan, and he just rolled his eyes and said, what was he supposed to do, Dad, when they handed it to him? Be rude. So, yeah, I love that picture yesterday. That was really great. I started to tweet out yesterday and say Alabama's added yet another consultant, another defensive consultant to the staff. So.
Yeah, I forgot. One of your boys is a big Gator.
Yeah, Josh, my youngest, is a huge Gator and New England Patriot fan. So, absolutely. My oldest, Jordan, is an Alabama fan. So, but, I mean, wouldn't you just love to have been a fly on the wall of the conversations that Coach Saban and Bill Belichick had yesterday?
I'd
have loved to have been a part of that. That must have been something. Of course, last year we had a picture, if you remember. Belichick was standing there inside the indoor facility, and Butch Jones in his Alabama gear was talking to him. So
correct.
So, yeah. He always makes that trip down for Pro Day. For those who don't know, Alabama had their Pro Day yesterday. He comes to watch the talent that Alabama has, but I think he always enjoys spending the day with his buddy Nick Saban.
Anything stand out at Pro Day?
Not really. You know, Quinnen Williams is going to go extremely high in the draft. That young man's getting ready to be a very, very wealthy young man. You know, we're what, a month away? What is it? April 25th is the NFL draft. So I'll do a little bit better job of getting close to the draft of kind of figuring out where the players go. But that's just, and full disclosure there, you know, my kind of disdain for the NFL right now. I don't spend a lot of time, you know, watching the preparations for the NFL draft. But I wish our players the best. But I will be very, very shocked if Quinnen Williams isn't one of the first five players taken in the NFL draft.
All right, Kevin. Good stuff, bud.
Hang in there, Alabama fans. Have faith in Greg Byrne. And as always, everybody, have a great day and roll tide.